Lots to talk about here. Angie Barnett joins us in studio of the Better Business Bureau of Greater Maryland. And I want to thank Stephen Janis for coming in. And you owe Stephen the...
Oh, yeah. I got to play this for Stephen. And I have a... Angie, I have a good story to report I want to do. I was so shocked that I actually called Ed yesterday to tell him when it happened. But here's a... Yesterday, Stephen said that everybody in the newsroom came up and requested that we play the diabetes... Say the word, Ed. The sugar disease.
Diabetes?
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Ed's an old man, Ange, and says diabetes instead of diabetes. And there's an old man on TV named Wilford Brimley who does. He used to do Quaker Oats commercials. He also said diabetes, and I have this clip of Mr. Brimley.
Hi, I'm Wilford Brimley, and I have diabetes. It hurts me to pee, and it causes me to be short with my family. I can't sleep at night. The other day, I stubbed my toe and took it out on the dog. And 2 weeks ago, I ran out of vanilla ice cream and struck my wife. And then I find out my wife's been dead for 6 years. Who the hell did I hit?
This message brought to you by the National Diabetes Association.
Yeah, that's me.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. Yeah. That's for you, Stephen.
Who the hell did I hit?
Coming in here today.
Diabetes.
410-441-0057. We start with a question for you. We have people on hold already for you.
Oh, cool.
So let's just, because people are on hold, and it's Mary's on line one. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Maynard.
Good morning,
Andy.
Mary.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, you too.
Do you have a question, Mary?
Actually, I've been emailing Angie about a mysterious phone call I got from somebody claiming to be a special investigator and said someone filed civil charges against me in Ohio. And when I told them to speak with my attorney, they got really nasty and hung up on me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I called back, I found out the company's name and typed the phone number into the Yahoo search bar and came up with pages of complaints.
So she did all the right things. First of all, she helped us with something new that we need to share with everybody. And I was really excited because Mary did everything right. She checked her credit report to make sure everything was going well. And most importantly, she investigated the company. And so, first of all, let's talk about the scam. The company is well known. And they go by several different names. It looks like if you do enough research, it looks like companies different agencies throughout the country are looking at investigations and potential lawsuits against this company. And they go, their name right now is Next Step Services, but they have been known by several different versions. And Mary, what's the one you found?
Midwest Litigation.
So what they do is they call people. They constantly use the same concept of civil case has been filed against you, and they're trying to get you to give information. The scam that most people report is it ultimately comes down to they're going to try to entice you into paying a debt that you do not owe. And this phantom debt, which is really one of the things I want to talk about today, because Ed Maynard, we are seeing it. I got three different callers or emails from your listeners who are having the same thing that Mary just experienced. Mary just happens to be a good friend of you guys.
Yes.
And support her, and y'all support her. And so
she's one of our Right Across Maryland team members.
Yep.
Yeah, so I wanted her to come on and tell. But bottom line, somebody's calling, identifying themselves to be a special agent. So it's the use of that concept. Mm-hmm. For some people, it could be intimidating. They could think Ed Norris is calling them as a special agent. So they might behave appropriately and do what they say. So it can be an intimidation tactic, which might work for some people. And they said that someone was filing a civil complaint against them. And I also consistently is when you push back as a consumer, and in Mary's case, she did, the people become very agitated. Rude is a nice way of saying what some of these people report they say to them. Is that what happened to you, Mary?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this wasn't the first one. Somebody called a couple months ago and left a message on my machine with a case number. And that was the first time I'd looked them up.
There's so many scams out there. Really
are. This one is really prolific. So what you do is Mary took the phone number that they were calling, and she put it into Yahoo or Google or wherever you want to. I know.
She went to the internet.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't look at me. And All right, so she did that, and what comes up is, and one of the search features I want everybody to start using is what's called 800 Notes. You just simply go to 800notes.com, and you can put in any phone number when you're getting these, and you can begin to view a trail of other people who are getting the same experience. And that helps you to know it's not authentic. It helps you to make sure you're comfortable. This is a scam. This is a ripoff. And you can post your own comment or your own experience. And it's just a good trail of I guess, helping us confirm as individuals that, yeah, my gut's right. This is a scam. This is a ripoff. This is somebody trying to either get me to pay debt I don't owe or get personal information. It's 100 different ways. So, yeah. So Mary really brought to light a great story.
No, great job, Mary.
And we're going to be researching this one a little bit more.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mary.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you very much for the call.
And what I want to remind everybody, because we're getting a ton of these, is that if you get a call about debt collection,
yeah.
First thing you got to do to quiz. What's the first thing you do?
You ask them to contact you in writing.
Exactly. Thank you, Maynard. Yay!
Tell them you don't want to discuss on the phone. Yeah. To contact you via mail.
Thank you. That's exactly right. And they have, if it's legitimate debt, they have 5 days to provide to you in writing the creditor, the date, all the pertinent information. And if they don't provide that, that's obviously a scam. If they persist, you can tell them that you want their company information so that you can write them a letter and explain to them to cease and desist. If they are a legitimate collection agency, even trying to collect on phantom debt, because that's what's weird is we've got these real legitimate collection agencies who are doing this. If they persist, you need to make sure you send a letter to them if you can get their information and notify the AG's office because this is a regulated industry. So it's real important to do that. Know your rights.
That's
questions.
The most important thing. That's right. Know your rights.
Push back, yeah. And I can't sit here and advise people to all hang up because it could be legitimate debt collection calls, and they have a right to contact you at least once. And then once you tell them, don't contact me anymore, they can only do so one more time, and that's to confirm that they are going to respect your wishes.
Yeah.
And that's in Angie's pretend world when everybody's behaving nicely.
Well, I
live in that world.
I have a story where people behave nicely.
He's dying to tell the story.
Yeah.
Well, no. I think he should.
Because it's a good, we talk about so much bad stuff when a good thing happens. It's so rare, I have to bring it up. I had hardwood floors in my dining room, needed to be redone. And so called this company. They've got a sent out a brochure in the mail called Mr. Sandless. And it says, you know, they without refinishing the floors, they can make them look as though they've been refinished. And the brochures look nice, but get there and the guys come and they say, look, our process, you know, we can do this if you want us to, but our process, it'll look nice. But it's not going to be the result you want. And they basically, in order to be honest, talked themselves out of work yesterday. I didn't end up having any work done by this company because they said, look, it's not going to be what you want, and we would love to be able to do it for you, but we don't want to take your money and have a job not be done well. So I got to say to Dave and Tom from Mr. Sandless, those guys were terrific. They literally lost money yesterday so that they could be honest. Mm-hmm. And there are not a lot of companies in this economy, especially, that would be willing to do that. So if you do need a little work done on your heart, please give these guys a call. Because and I don't like to do too many free plugs, but they were so above board with being honest that it needed to be mentioned.
That is just such a great story.
Yeah, and they're BBB member. I looked. First thing I did this morning was look, and sure enough, and. They were terrific.
Did you look on their website? Is that where you looked?
Mm-hmm.
And so on their website, they have the BBB logo.
Right.
All right. So just quick reminder, when you see that logo, it's always important to hover over it or actually click on it. Because if they are a legitimate BBB accredited business, they're going to have that seal, not the old logo, but a seal that says BBB accredited business. You click on it and it'll take you to their company report, and you can see the standards that they agree to abide by, and you can see what their rating is. Because remember, guys, we're in the new rating system.
That's right. And just so you know, this is legit. He was so excited. He had to call me.
It's so rare to find an honest soul.
I'm like, we talk all day, obviously.
I'm so used to having to yell and scream at people.
I'm like, what's up? You're not going to believe this company. He goes through the whole story with me. I'm like, Okay.
Like, a little so ray of sunshine on a snowy day.
As a consumer, I'm used to being effed. Especially in this
it was
economy.
Hilarious.
These guys lost money yesterday and so that they could have some integrity. And, you know, good job, guys. Dave and Tom.
So good.
Yeah.
Let me give them a shout out.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. I think it's awesome. Of course,
I spent the whole damn day refinishing the floor myself, and that's why I'm covered in wood stain today. But, you know.
That's hard work. Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Sorry.
I haven't slept
in 24
hours,
road.
But, you know.
Yellers.
What?
Nothing. You're wonderful people.
That doesn't bother you, that whole secondary road thing?
No.
Really?
when radio announcers go, hey, hi, this is Vic Vickerson from Action News. Listen, if you're living on a secondary road, you're going to want to be careful heading in this morning. Yeah. No, not me. I live on the Beltway. I'm good.
I have an igloo right on 95. Yeah. Right in the center median. That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everybody lives
in
this.
You know that house right on mile marker 14? Beep when you go by. Yeah.
I not only adopted a highway, I adopted a house on the highway.
Well, I got to say, my secondary road is on an incline.
Yes.
So I'm trying to go out the back door to get into my parking garage, mm-hmm. and I miss it by like 10 feet because I'm sliding downhill, and I can't stop myself, and I'm cracking up because I'm sliding, and I cannot stop
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
No, I'm not falling. I'm just, you know, I look like a little cartoon character just going down the hill. It was really fun. All right.